Finding Sanity, John Cade, Lithium, and the Taming of Bipolar Disorder. Written by Greg DeMore and Anne Westmore. And read by Paul English. John's understanding of mental illness was underwritten by his acceptance of its physical basis. Mania, he thought, might be caused by an excess of some unknown chemical percolating through the body. Depression caused by a deficit. John had dispensed with Freud, his bête noire, years ago. To John, Freudian fantasies could no more explain manic depression than they could measles. The answer, he was convinced, lay not in our dreams, but in our body's chemistry. Giving lithium to Bill was the pragmatic endpoint of all his thinking. John sat down to record his experiment with lithium on a set of lined cards. The cards today are archived in the Medical History Museum at the University of Melbourne, and the detailed notation laid out for us gives us a fascinating glimpse into John Cade's mind. A man of few idle words, he crafted each line. The experiment was probably recorded in his favourite Swan fountain pen, used in Changi. The man who taught himself how to cut his son's hair and how to resole his own shoes wrote on these cards with the precision of snipping bonsai, crisply and pedantically. Post-Changi, nothing was to be wasted in John's world, not paper, not ink, not words. The thin stream of ink from his fountain pen shaped words to reflect his distilled thoughts, each word laid out precisely, mindful of the impact on an observer. He started writing the first of his cards soon after he gave Bill his first treatment. 29th of the 3rd, 1948. Commenced lithium citrate mixture, 10 grains thrice a day. After a few days, increased to 20 grains thrice a day, and then for a few days to 40 grains thrice a day. Commenced to vomit and complain of nocturnal enuresis, bedwetting. Mental state improving. Dosage reduced and still sensitive, so discontinued and replaced with capsules of lithium carbonate, 5 grains twice a day. 1 grain is the equivalent of 64.8 milligrams. His notes point to an early improvement in Bill. One might have anticipated eagerness to express satisfaction or something akin to excitement in these lines. But no. John's emotions, severely clipped by 3.5 years in Japanese hands, remained buttoned down. As early as the fourth day of treatment, John wondered if Bill was a little quieter. Jean remembered this moment. The attendants were very faithful to John. John had said about his lithium work, "Now I don't want you talking about this to anyone. If you think so-and-so is better on the lithium, don't say it until we really prove it." And he used to say to me, "They're very faithful. They're sure Billy's a bit better today." But I said, "Don't guess, make sure." John recorded that Bill was transferred to Ward A, where patients were less disturbed, less disruptive, and reflected that Bill had been ill so long and confined to a chronic ward that he found normal surroundings and liberty of movement strange at first.